This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yo, what is going on? And welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, a beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I am Ramzi Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. We got the co-executive directors of Vibes in the building for another solo episode. Halima Torosa, Bridget Flores, what's going on, y'all?
We in here. The Vibes is vibing, continuing to vibe. We were vibing this weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Yeah. It was a nice weekend. We had a Puma event that we went to. Shout out to Puma. Shout out to Neymar. They hosted, and it was in celebration of Neymar's new collection with Puma. They did a 4v4 tournament. Had art, tech ball. You know, they're showing the U.S. game. Devin Kurtz was on the mic.
And then
we saw our guy Neymar was in the building.
You know, biggie.
They did a good job of kind of
holding it down.
Yeah, calming down the crowd
because kids were,
because they could have easily gone berserk.
Yeah,
I'm like, how come you guys didn't get your VIP passes? Like, relax.
You don't got one of these. You don't got one of these.
Julio.
I was still wearing it today. I'm just kidding.
Julio, as we know, Julio is a menace once he gets any kind of special treatment.
As soon as Julio gets special treatment, he's not Julio. He's Don Julio. Yeah, like Don respect Julio. Him.
No, honestly, like there was a gay, I'm not gonna lie, I did it twice. There was a gay where he was supposed to walk in and people crowded, so like I walked out and walked back in just so I can move out the way.
No,
please, no pictures,
dude.
No pictures.
Hey, honestly, we had
a little moment, right? Like we didn't go in together, but when I came in with Jess and we were going through the media entrance, there was just a bunch of people waiting with phones and like their cameras ready to like record, and we were coming in and they were just like recording us, and we were just like, okay, like what is going on?
Because y'all Loki looked famous.
Yeah,
when
y'all
you were walking
famous.
In.
Loki,
you guys
huh?
were looking
yeah,
famous.
Yeah, put that on.
You had the sunglasses.
Yeah, put that on. Yeah.
It was the sunglasses.
Yeah, it was the vibe, right?
Yeah.
But you know, we didn't expect people to be ready to bring us in and welcome us into the space. So we had a little moment, you know. Someone was like, obrigado. And I was like, obrigado.
No Portuguese, yeah.
It's me. But yeah, it was fun. I think it's just like a sneak peek to what we have coming into the summer of footy 2024 and even, you know, after that. So I'm really excited. It was really dope to, it was what, the first weekend in summer.
Yep.
Sun was out. It was a nice weather.
Copa America was going on.
Like
USA, was
you know, we were watching the tournaments go on. Yeah. You know, I just, those are just like my favorite events to be a part of.
Right, and you know, we do these every once in a while.
Right,
especially I feel like mostly only in the summer. You know, like we've been to a handful of these.
EA,
the EA one. We went to the Soho House a couple years back.
Shout out to the Soho House.
We did the Puma one, another Puma one last summer with AC Milan. So it's cool to get these events in the summer. You know, kind of rub shoulders with you know, fellow media members and
right.
get to network
and
a
then get
bit.
To network, get to meet other people that are doing the work.
Definitely, yeah. We were in the media room. Like, we had influencers, mm-hmm. people that we didn't know. Forgot the guy's name. The guy that was part of the Oakland Roots jersey release.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah, 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 yeah.
So it was just meeting all these people and like. Honestly, sometimes me and Ramsey could be a little antisocial.
Right.
We do a little bit, a lot of people watching, and we stay in a little corner. But I feel like I was a little bit more out and about this time
yeah.
around.
Yeah, you have to kind yeah. of come out of your shell a little bit at these things, and I think it's like you said, Julio. It's not at least you're a little more social than I am.
Yeah.
It's not really my cup of tea, and that's something that I could be better at. But still, you know, getting to talk to different, you know, writers, photographers, mm-hmm. content creators, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call them, is always a good thing. And, you know, just kind of talking to like-minded people in the space was cool. So hopefully we can do that more often. But
no, definitely. But just getting back to the people, like the way these kids, adults, families
went crazy
for Neymar. Like once the event finished, they were trying to run around the event to go catch him, drive off.
They were running down the streets of yeah. Hollywood, like trying to look for Neymar.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here.
Yeah, and this is somebody who hasn't played in a long time.
Yeah. He
hasn't right. played on the global spotlight for a long right. time, playing in Saudi Arabia. You know, he was at the World Cup, but really, I mean, besides that, he has not been like
Neymar old,
right? The same Neymar. Does he still? So obviously, you know, the ACL injury was devastating. I think that's something that's really dogged him his whole career. Whether it was the back injury mm-hmm. at the World Cup in 2014, he's had a bunch of ankle injuries, and now, you know, an ACL injury. How old is he? He's 31, 32. Somewhere, maybe a little older. I don't know.
No,
he's,
around there.
Yeah, he's in his early 30s. He's yeah. in, I think he's in early 30s. So he's not quite at that, you know, senior level yet, where, you know, he can still bounce back from this. But what do you think? Is there enough room and at this point in Neymar's career for a final hurrah, whether it's in Saudi Arabia or maybe he makes a return to Europe afterwards?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Brazilian stars usually cap out around this time. If you think about Ronaldinho, El Fenomeno, R9, like 31, 32 is the time they usually retire, especially these superstars. It doesn't seem like an arc is Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi at their older age, but the Brazilian stars usually cap out. Is it because the rumors of their party lifestyle or whatever it may be? But usually this is a time where a lot of the Brazilian stars, that star fades away. But I think he still has a little bit more soccer in him, even if he's not the Neymar of old. Seeing Brazil play, they need somebody with experience, somebody that's been through, like there's a lot of talent. Seeing them tied against Costa Rica was crazy. Seeing
and
all
zero that, zero at
yeah,
that.
Like they have all that star power going forward. And they cannot make it happen. He could be that voice of reason for Brazil.
Yeah, it's possible. I think he does have a little bit more to offer in his soccer career. I don't think he's had the best of luck. But also when we were a part of the Q&A with him and the media, the way that he was talking about his recovery process and like the mentality that he's had to take on to recover from his injury and to try to get back on the pitch, to me, it sounded like he has a plan
yeah.
ready to go into it and to come back bigger and better than before.
Yeah.
Maybe not the same as before, but still, like, there's definitely a possibility of seeing him come back onto the pitch and, you know, get things done.
Yeah, he seemed very, very disappointed. And, mm-hmm. like, it seemed like he really missed being out there.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, they were giving him a lot of these softball questions, mm-hmm. and we kind of talked about that afterwards. But, I mean, it's a PR event.
Right.
Like, you know, that's expected. But I think that was really the one time where he was, he kind of shed the whole, you know, oh yeah, I love Puma, I love, you know, this and that, and this is so great, and everything is awesome, and, you know, this is a great event, all this and that. And he kind of was real for a second where he was talking about, man, this has been tough. Like, the mentality of, more so than the, he said the physical pain was hard, but more so it's the mental ability, like the mental thing of, I don't get to be out there training like I want to be every single day. And I mean, he's been this for so long. Another thing, I mean, 31 for him is different than 31 for other players. Because he's, I mean, he's been, since he was a teenager, you know, playing at a super, super high level. So there's a lot of mileage on those legs. You know, you mentioned Ronaldinho and Fenomeno. Both of those guys were very, notoriously had a lot of bad injuries. And I think Fenomeno in particular had, you know,
22, you gotta,
he had a really bad knee injury, and he's kind of one of the big what ifs. And still really had a
but he's
a great
an amazing
career
after that what if. Like he was playing with Inter, Inter, and then did like a little, I think, step over and just blew out his knee, which was crazy. Right. But seeing him like from how, like how he was to like the end of his career, where he was still playing Real Madrid, still doing a great thing, looking like me, out of shape. It like it showed like how much talent that person did have. Fenomeno. Still rated as one of the better players that ever played this game. But yeah, it's like going back to them, like all these Brazilian stars had a lot of like stuff in the tabloids, like 3-day parties before like a super game or like a Clásico or like a Champions League final. Like it's crazy. Like, and it's because like most of these guys come from nothing. So when they get it, they enjoy it. Like, but it's part of the culture. Even when they play, they enjoy it. It's a lot of smiles, a lot of a lot of trickery, hiding the ball. Like Brazil, like when Brazil plays at a high level, it brings joy to everybody just because how happy they play.
And I think Neymar, there's a lot of criticism around him, and some of it's fair, some of it's very unfair. But the love that people have for him, like I don't know if you guys saw this, but he was at the game last night at SoFi, and before the game, I don't know if it was before or after, but he was buying
the street vendor.
So there's some of the bootleg Brazil jerseys, and he called the guy over. He was like, "Yo, man, let me get two of them." And I don't think the guy recognized him until he got there. And he was like,
"Dude, he literally jumped for joy. Like I've never seen you know, like someone jump for joy like that." Like quickly, like he was just so, the vendor was so happy, was so cute.
He did the Latino dad.
He hit him for being scared and like mad.
That was such a Latino
dad. And you're not
going
to tell me it was you?
That was funny.
It was a really cute
video. So I really do think that his legacy, like when all is said and done, there was the whole, I mean, Ronaldinho went through it too, like through, like you said, the tabloids and all this, and there's a lot of scrutiny on him, but now people look back on that guy and they're like, yeah, this is one of the greatest players, most fun players to ever watch. I think once all is said and done, even though maybe he didn't fully reach the heights that was intended, he still did pretty well. Like he got maybe 90% of the way there. And you know, I'm just grateful that we had a chance to watch him and be a part of, you know, his prime, and we can tell people like, yo, like Neymar was a little bit different, you know. Definitely.
Just seeing him play since he was 16, seeing him at Copa Libertadores, seeing him with Santos, just seeing him how I can still vividly remember the move where he steps over it and then kicks it to the one side of the player and he goes to the other side and scores that goal.
That was the Puskás goal. Right?
He was a world class talent, and then, like we talked about it in the pod before. The prince that never became king, like due to like how the longevity of Messi and Cristiano, but this guy was the the next star. The next the prince that never became king. I just wish he would have won Real Madrid. He probably would have like 7 Ballon d'Or.
Allegedly,
conjecture. I think. They will miss him when he steps away from the game, for sure. And despite, you know, all of the buzz and hype and criticism around him, when it comes down to it, he was a baller. And,
if he would never got hurt 2014, Brazil could have really had a...
That would have been... I mean, that next game,
It could have been his final. But like what Jay-Z said, you see how much... you see how it's going to be when I'm gone.
Right, yeah. So talking about that, like Brazil... you mentioned really disappointing draw against Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too much into. We're recording this a little bit early, so I don't want to get too much into the like results of each individual game. But so far, the vibes around Copa America and the Euros, mm-hmm. as they've now we're getting into the late group stages. By the time this comes out, I think we'll be in the knockout rounds for mm-hmm. both tournaments. What have you guys picked up on? Have you enjoyed these tournaments so far? There's each one has had a significant like vibe to it. What are you guys' biggest takeaways so far from these two tournaments?
First of all, for me, it's the fact that there's so many options right now. Like yeah. we got MLS, NWSL, Euros, Copa America. Like I love it and I'm here for it. And also just it's also like another sneak peek of what we're going to see when the World Cup comes around again in 2026.
Teams as well.
I love it, especially because it's the summer. And I think, I don't know about you all, but I feel like this is giving us what we didn't have.
We got robbed
in 2022.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And we were pining for that.
Yeah, really were. Yeah. And we were trying really hard to keep up. But the time for the timing of it was just crazy.
It'll be dark at like 5 p.m. And you know.
And now we got like 12 o'clock games. You can watch during your lunch break. Or during a meeting. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not doing that. Yeah. But
right.
But yeah, that's what I do enjoy. That's takeaway. Lots of games, lots of options. I think that there's a lot of attention coming into it. I think because of the fact that it's during the summer and we have I think people have more time right now because some people could be on summer break or whatever the case may be. As far as the games go, the vibes go, I mean, for me, the Euros, I think it's always just like, what, Germany's gonna win, they're gonna take it. I'm not saying that that's the case, but I think that it's turning and there's like turning points happening that are kind of shutting that down.
Yeah. It's
and
been
then,
very chaotic.
So yeah. Italy, Croatia, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Today, there's been a lot of crazy upsets and crazy like underdogs
last minute,
coming through.
These last minute extra time goals are like ridiculous.
Insane.
Like, you know, like Italy had one to get through to the next round, like in the 98th minute. Like,
and
I mean, ridiculous.
Yeah, that was tough.
I feel bad for Morgan.
Me too, man. Yeah. I feel so bad. Like those are the. That emotional piece of it is what like really brings me back to just like why I love footy so much. It's just because of those like and it's so hard to see. But like we're never going to forget that.
Yeah. And the international games, like it's so much more chaotic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Copa America has its own brand of chaos. Euros has ridiculous like it's very frantic. And we're used to watching, you know, Barcelona or Man City or Arsenal, it's everything is so precise, you know, everything is like almost robotic to where it's like, you know, it's fun to watch, it's fluid, it's beautiful, it's mm-hmm. it's pleasing to watch, but it's there's something about this that makes it feel like it's almost refreshing to see like, oh my god, dude, these guys are just like putting it all out there and like has chaotic vibe to the game.
Yeah, I saw a meme that said watching the Euros is like seeing art and watching the Copa America is like seeing a bar fight at 3 a.m.
It's a Kimbo slice brawl, dude.
Even though like both are different, but you both still can't stop watching both.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like you see in Euros, like it's a lot of more tactical playing opposed to like Copa, like Costa Rica. Like you said, I'm sorry, but you say you don't want to get into it, but like they were like throwing their bodies like in like a lot of the smaller teams like against the bigger teams. They're basically playing like it's a bar fight, like mm-hmm. they're going after every ball like it's their last day there, like, but at the end of the day, like if you're a Costa Rica, if you're a Panama, if you're a smaller team playing against Argentina that has big names, like this could potentially mean that you get a contract in Europe, so of course you're gonna see like, nah, Messi can't take me on, I don't care, and you'll put your body in the line. But just seeing this different type of soccer, seeing the energy from the morning being real calm, then in the afternoon it gets mm-hmm. real violent, like it's good. Like it gets you hyped up all day.
It's its own brand of chaos in Copa America because mm-hmm. The Euros is very chaotic as it is. But when you see some of these fouls or like that they're not calling fouls
in Copa America,
know, like you like there are some like two-footed tackles. Like, dude, did you see the Ecuador red card? It was like 30 minutes into the game, like for no reason, the dude came. the dude came at
Sounds
the
like
guy
Julio.
In Venezuela's neck, like like boots, but like literally.
Oh right,
like,
that he hit him in the face.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But like these two, like especially the Comebol teams, like they have history,
right?
Like, yes. History that brews up for years. Mm-hmm. So do in Europe.
On and like, off the
yeah, pitch. But like, yeah, Conmebol is like, it's like the Copa Libertadores is like right. crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like these they know each other from there. So like these beefs are like long lasting beefs. So, but it's amazing how much soccer is going. Like whatever you like, if you like more tactical soccer, you can find a team and follow them. If you like seeing that, like hell yeah, like he's going in strong. Yeah. If you like that type of soccer, you can see that. So like right now, whatever you want to see, whatever you want to do with soccer in the soccer aspect, right now is the time because you're getting it all.
Like, and if you're not in it right now, don't be asking later because we're not letting you in. Yeah. Like
definitely.
If you're not in it right now, right. You for sure need to tap in.
And that's one thing that I want to talk about as well, because talking about the differences between Euro and Copa America, the Euros in Germany, the atmosphere both in and outside the stadiums, like that they're capturing is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to take anything away from the Copa America, because I think there has been some really good atmospheres. Like at last night, Brazil and Costa Rica played here in LA, and I think it was a packed stadium. You know, like, but there it has been noticeably emptier stadiums in the U.S. You know, I was watching Canada play, was it Peru or Chile? I think it's Peru. Canada played Peru in Kansas City earlier today, and the stadium was like 55-60% full.
First of all, it's because they were overcharging for parking. Like,
So there's a lot of reasons, right?
There is.
Number one, I think the marketing behind this tournament. I don't see any billboards. I don't see any commercials.
I don't see Kobe Bryant talking about Messi. Like,
right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Kobe.
And the Centenarios.
Yeah, God, but,
the last Copa America that was here in the U.S., he was doing promo spots
Messi,
for it.
Charito, like.
Yeah. That was awesome. I saw that too. But I don't think the marketing is bad. I don't think the tournament, unless you're a soccer fan, like the casual American, the average American soccer fan or sports fan, I don't think is aware of this tournament, or if they are aware of it, they don't really care about it. They're not invested in it. And I don't know if that's because of soccer's status in the U.S. or if it's because there hasn't been enough of a push for this. And the fact that it's not the World Cup, you know, Americans are all like, if it's not the biggest thing, then why should I care about it? That's one thing. The prices is another thing that I think we can go into. But like, what do you think is the biggest issue, whether it's a marketing issue, a pricing issue, or just the fact that soccer just isn't the top or at the top of many American sports fans' minds?
I think it's a factor of everything. Like I was seeing people write on Twitter, X.
Twitter.
Yeah, so like you should get these $100,000 college stadiums and sell a ticket of $20 so you can sell it out and show people how much an American fan can really get invested into this sports. But like, if you a friend bought three tickets for $560 yesterday, like ridiculous amount. And then you got to think about, this is not going to be the only tournament in the U.S. More tournaments are coming, so you got to think about, like, I got to save my money for the World Cup. Yeah. And it's true, because like, that is the biggest tournament. That's what everybody wants to see. So it's a lot of factor. Plus like parking,
food. You know, transport.
And then don't get me wrong, get it how y'all live, everybody. Like if y'all live, especially if y'all live in these houses around there. Sell them parking spots. Yeah. I know I did it when I was growing
money.
Up. You make your money, but like especially for a new group that's barely getting invested into the soccer. The U.S. is playing great, by the way. So like all these factors can literally make this sport blow up in this country. It's just that greed, which the money talks, but we just have to find better ways to like.
To
have people come into the stadium.
To that point, all big sporting events in the U.S., like specifically the U.S., it's expensive. It's expensive to go to the NBA Finals. It's expensive to go to an NBA playoff game or an NFL playoff game or the World Series or whatever it is. All these events are expensive to go to on top of the parking, on top of the food, on top of, you know, if you're going to take a flight or whatever to these games. All that is expensive. And I think that this tournament it's an important tournament, and it does merit, you know, 80, 100, you know, 150 for like a not a great seat. Like, to me, if this is an important event to you, like let's say you have Brazilian or Costa Rican or whatever, like if you have heritage tied to this to a certain team and you care about soccer is like something that you really care about, you're planning for this months and months, maybe even a year in advance, once the tickets are announced and all that. If you have to pay, let's say $500, that's not an insignificant amount of money. I don't care who you are, right? But if you're planning for this a long time in advance, right, you can save that amount of money. That's not an impossible amount of money to save up for, right? And those are the types of people that are saving up for, the people who are very passionate, mm-hmm. who have maybe familial ties, who want to bring their kids to these events, share that moment with them, create bonds, create memories, you know, all this and that. There just aren't enough people in the US that have that kind of passion for these games. And $500, if like, hey, you don't go check out the Copa America, they're playing here. On a weekend, like it's, tickets, $100. Parking, another 50. Food, another 50. You know, I don't have that money just to spend on a whim, you know? Right. So, and that is why I think it's hard for people to just be like, you know, if they don't know what this event is happening, and they don't have, you know, enough time to plan for it,
they're not gonna
it's not worth the, you know, the spend for the last minute, yeah. You know, so I think that's a big reason for it. And it just sucks because I want to see the same stadium environments that are in Europe that you see, you know, these Turkey fans, the Georgia fans, Scotland fans, like really
up.
Just like putting it all out there.
The US puts a lot of restrictions on like what you can do inside stadiums that like take some of this atmosphere, it's like basically caging some of these fans in, especially South American fans. They are rowdy.
Yeah.
If you see like you see their tournaments, you see their home league games, like it can get intense. Like a Boca River or whatever, a Barcelona and Ecuador, like it can yeah. like it can get really, really intense. So I feel like the US, I don't think we will ever let that happen just because how
liability
how pro everything we are. So
says we're too woke.
we're too woke. Which is a good thing. No, like, don't get me wrong. It's not a bad thing. Don't cancel me.
Except the camera. Don't cancel me.
I love all y'all. But like, it's just hard. It's hard to like, because in their culture, it's acceptable. Right here, it's really not.
Yeah.
I think that's also because the fans bring that expectation and they bring like that ask. Like they're putting it out there that they want to be there and they're gonna get loud and they're gonna get rowdy. So then, you know, I think that the government or their country has to listen to that, because it's either you don't listen and you don't support and create boundaries for them, and it's going to get crazy and it's going
to
get messy.
Yeah, but they've also sent games to Spain. Like they did the Boca River Libertadores final.
Right.
They couldn't do it because
this guy, Yina's main supporter guy from Boca, man.
Yeah. So they wanted to get rid of all the home field advantage. Right. Is that what you're saying? That's what you're saying.
But that's pretty sick.
Right. So I mean, I think that's a good point.
But,
also,
then again, it's not the World Cup.
I was gonna say the same thing.
We like for the average soccer fan, they're still trying to go to like LAFC Everyone. Games, and I'm like, dude, like it's a whole bigger tournament going on right now.
Yeah.
LAFC can wait.
Right.
Yeah, but people are trying to save up for the World Cup. Like the World Cup's about to be stupid expensive.
It's gonna be.
Let's be honest.
It's gonna be.
I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go to one of the games, but mm-hmm. even then, like, I have to, any fan has to, like, figure out, all right, how much is it going to be? How much mm-hmm. should I start budgeting? Like, what should I cut out of my
Definitely.
Expenses? You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's like, if the Copa America is here right now, but I'm trying to go watch the World Cup in a few years, I'm going to prefer to just save up for the World Cup.
Yeah. And I think that's a marketing thing as well, mm-hmm. because they... Copa America isn't directly competing with the World Cup because
right.
they're not going on at the same time.
Right.
But they are kind of competing with the World Cup because, like you said, maybe some people are going to be like, you know, 500 now or 1,000 in 2 years. I'd rather do 1,000 in 2 years mm-hmm. and really have that.
Semifinal.
Because even if you spend $500 to go to a Copa America game and the stadium's half full, like, what are you really, like, you're not really getting that experience.
On a Monday?
You know, yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
so
the tickets are reselling for, like, it's not a full stadium. Why the hell are tickets not dropping?
Yeah, mm-hmm. right.
It's crazy. It's just...
Yeah man.
Robots.
Yeah. So,
they knew
so.
Scammers. Tell all your scammer friends to chill out.
Right. What's well, that? Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster is the biggest scammers.
What's up? Yeah.
Them too, man. Yeah. AKA yeah. Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Those guys are scamming. They're scammers. Yeah. So, I think... Is there a certain tournament that you guys have enjoyed more than the other so far?
I think for me, I think the way that we were talking about it, the Euros is a little bit more classy, a little bit more organized, like, you know, fancy footwork. And then Copa America is just like loud and aggressive and like chaotic and ratchet. So like, I think
that's what we are. That's what we are. Yeah. I'm with Bridget 100%.
You didn't have to finish
with the ratchet
side. I know where you go with this. I'm there 100%.
You could see her body language. Like as she went loud and physical and, like, and rat. She's getting more animated.
I'm like, we're the happy hour right now. What's up?
She didn't even have to finish.
Yeah,
oh man, hey, I'm ready.
You know where I was going.
Yeah, I'm celebrating America this whole week.
Yeah, I cannot wait for the Copa America knockout rounds because
that's when it's gonna be fun.
Compared to the Euros, I think Copa America is a little more top heavy. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, it doesn't. It hasn't seemed like that though.
It hasn't seemed like that.
Yeah.
Because mostly because Brazil. I mean, we're only one game in as we're talking about it right now. I'm just talking about in general, where you know Brazil, like you look at the way the bracket is set up. There, I mean, if Brazil's not in the final, then it's a massive, massive failure on their part. Because, it's like Mexico and Ecuador. Like, whereas on the other side, it's Argentina, Colombia, and the U.S. are all on one side. So,
Shout out to the U.S.
But I'm thinking the way the games that have panned out so far, once it comes knockout sound, and if these, because obviously every game in the group stage matters, but it's not win or go home. Once it becomes win or go home, you're going to see eyeballs get poked out. You're going to see, elbows the in the temple. Going, yeah. Like it's going to mercy. Right. And so I cannot wait for that because
that's when it gets exciting.
Everybody has Colombia winning it. We'll see. They haven't lost.
Hey, listen, you got to give credit where credit's due, and Colombia is doing their thing.
Right.
Colombia for the last 2 years, because they are unbeaten since like 2021. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know,
well, they, didn't make the World Cup.
Well, so. I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, look, so they didn't make the World Cup. So look at the way that they're redeeming themselves. They're showing up. They're like putting together a solid team. They're holding each other down. They're not leaning on one player, one veteran.
The wingers are crazy.
Everyone's putting in the effort, and they're bringing the vibes, and they're bringing the dynamic and the rhythm. And if I'm not rooting for Mexico, my second one is Colombia.
Drug test both countries.
So I'm excited. I love to see what they're doing. And it'd be lit if they make it.
Yeah, definitely. I like Colombia's way of playing. Their uniforms are crazy as well. Like, they're just doing it right. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm telling y'all right now, the U.S. is going to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah.
They honestly looked amazing. Like, they had an idea. Then again, like, second half, they freaking slowed down again.
Yeah.
Something about them, their second halves are not the best, but I like their back line, Richards, Robinson,
and Scally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Scally, let's work on you. But
he was okay. I thought Scally did well.
He did great. It's just like seeing as Serginho Dest, like, he's great defending. He just doesn't go up as much as, like, a Serginho Dest. But, like, yeah, the team looks solid. We found our nine. We started our nine. He scored a goal first. So, like, it's good. Like, it's looking up. I'm telling you that they might make it further than what people think.
Yeah. I did not put this in the doc, so I might be catching you guys up.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in-store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Guard, but if you could pick a winner for both the Euros and Copa America, I mean, by the time this comes out, I believe we'll be well into the knockout rounds. Mm-hmm. So we haven't. Dang. We could be way off. We could be way off. But I mean, that's the beauty of these things. We can either look like geniuses or look like idiots. So pick a winner for the Copa America, pick a winner for the Euros.
Euros, I'm going to go with Spain.
Spain.
Spain's looking nice.
They're looking nice.
Three wins in a row.
And
Jose Lu.
Jose Lu. So,
Jose Lu.
He's such an amazing player.
The thing with Spain is, for years, they were really frustrating to watch because they would do this, you know, they would pass, like, they have like 600 passes. They'd have 60%.
First of all, that's beautiful.
65, 70%. No, it's not beautiful when you're passing the ball backwards. They could not get up the field because they did not have.
They weren't finishing.
Their forwards were not, like, you know, Alvaro Morata was their best finisher, and he's extremely streaky. And I think he's still their starting nine, and he's looked a lot better recently. I think even at the World Cup, I think he did okay. But now with Yamal, with Nico Williams on the wings, those two are incredible. Like, so
young kids,
just
too.
Extremely. Mm-hmm. Every time they touch the ball,
Yamal's out there doing homework and playing.
But he can't even play full 90.
Yeah.
He can't play full 90 because it's going against labor laws in Germany.
God. Like, what an that's idiot, bro. Crazy.
Stop doing homework. Like, bro, you already made it, man.
I think
lift that for the scrubs.
Hit up one of your friends. I think they got you.
Yeah.
I was in college having
matter of fact,
girlfriend.
Send it to me.
If you were in college, maybe that's one thing, but bro, you're literally
you're in high school. Like,
I was in college having my ex girlfriend do my work, and I was just a scholarship athlete. Like,
can you imagine being Yamal's like high school teacher, and he's literally turning in assignments while you're watching him play?
He's done with, like, I'll give you some tickets if you give me an A. Like, let's
literally.
It's like that meme. It's like, bro, imagine being in Algebra 2 knowing you have to play against LeBron James.
That is crazy as hell.
You just finished your Algebra 2 test, and you're marking up Lamine Yamal. Yeah. Like, what's going on? Like, but yeah, I think so. Spain, that's been the biggest difference, and that's why they had an okay group. I think. The group of death. They played, you know, really well in that group, and you know they were clinical finishing, and I think that's put them over the edge. Whereas in years past, it was like, you know, they have 65-75% possession and they can't score a goal, and that's the most infuriating thing to watch. Now it's beautiful to watch because they're getting up the field, they're creative, they have dynamic wingers. And so they're really, really dangerous.
They're cooking up.
18 and 16, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know how old Nico Williams is, but I know he's pretty young. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, no, I'll pick. I'm a ride or die for England.
Okay.
I honestly really like their uniform.
That's why.
Yeah.
Because they've been.
He's
playing,
all about the looks.
They have been playing.
No, I see the memes, like they say they're playing boring. Like, they're not playing boring. They just gotta get it together.
Are, dude. They
so
watched
boring.
The game. I watched the game today, bro. It was Gareth Southgate is like. Like, all the criticisms that have been thrown towards Greg Berhalter.
Oh, he deserved it.
100 times that onto Gareth Southgate because the talent level of England is
way better.
Even higher than what the U.S. has.
There's a lot of memes saying, like, the coach sending players on, like, hey, like, go tell this player just hi. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing. But
damn.
I'm a rock with England. Hopefully they can get it together. I just feel bad, like. This team gets hype every tournament, and they never, like, produce. So I'm feeling like, hey, it has to roll. A seven has to roll one of these games.
Yeah.
But for the Copa America, I'm staying with the home country. I don't care.
U.S.?
USA. Right. Pollution's versus everybody. I don't care.
Okay. All right. You
for
see
Copa
one
America.
Game against Bolivia, and it's over.
Ah, believe me. If once I start doing that, it's over.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Americans.
I believe you that we will win.
I believe you. No, first of all, Bolivia didn't have no chance.
No.
Paraguay, no. I definitely think the U.S. can beat Paraguay.
Panama.
Panama. I definitely feel like definitely be Panama. Uruguay, like, ooh.
Uruguay's the one, yeah.
They look pretty good, but, like, forget them scrubs. We're going to beat them, too.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
Mic drop. Copa America, I don't know. Listen, Mexico right now is going through it, and so I just want to send them all the positive vibes, and they won their first game.
Early.
Wasn't looking too great. They won, whatever, like, we'll take it. We'll see how they do in the rest of the tournament, but
they're on the easier side of the bracket, so
they are
super easy.
Yeah,
and we most likely lost our captain, so there goes
it was
that.
A non-contact injury, and
non-contact injuries are never good.
No, that's not the one
that
you
just
want.
I'm liking the way that Colombia is looking. I want to be hopeful, and you know what? I'm gonna put it out there for them. I'm gonna say Colombia could possibly
Colombia wins.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then your Euro
Spain.
Was Spain. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love Spain. I think they're my favorite team to watch so far in the Euros. They're right now lined up on their side of the bracket is with Germany and France and Portugal as well. I think Portugal I'm not too worried about, but is Germany. Germany, we did our article on the site last week or the week before. I'm not sure. I don't remember when, but it was about how Germany has kind of turned things around. It was not looking good for them for a while. You know, after the 2014 World Cup, didn't make it out of the group stage, 2018, 2022, had a disappointing Euros in 2021. The manager situation wasn't great. They brought in Julian Nagelsmann, who's really turned things around. The vibes are up. The jersey, back to Julio's look good, play good adage. That purple and pink jersey is fire.
Nike's coming next.
Yeah. They're going to get Nike. So Adidas might be rigging this tournament so that Germany so wins in an Adidas jersey. It's going to be between whoever makes it out of the Germany Adidas side or Germany Germany and Spain side. Both happen to be Adidas teams. Yeah. Since you said Spain, I'm rooting for Spain, but I'm going to switch it up. I'll say Germany in the home. They just feel like the team of destiny. They had that last minute goal to tie it up.
Mm-hmm. We can't count out France, though. It's just going to be so good.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing.
And the knockout stage is going to be so much fun. Copa America, it's much harder to predict. And going up, even In the knockout round, it's hard to count out like a Chile. It's hard to count out a Peru.
Definitely.
Because like these teams are scrappy. I mean, we saw the game that they the second game of the tournament when they faced off. It was a scoreless draw, but it was like a more MMA fight than it was.
Finish him.
Yeah, right. You know, like it was bows were being thrown. It was crazy. So playing against those teams in the knockout rounds is no slouch. So. But I want to say Brazil turns things around. I want to see Brazil win. Brazil hasn't. I don't know when the last time Brazil has won a Copa America. I think it's not looking like a good prediction now. But I want. I'm going with my heart on this one, yeah. and I really want Brazil to win.
So everybody has Uruguay or Argentina. Like, the crazy part, we just counted Argentina like they're not the defending World Cup champions,
right,
which is crazy on our part. But like Uruguay is playing.
That's a boring pick, though. That's not good content.
I know that's a boring pick. But like Uruguay is still there, and like they've been Colombia and Uruguay have been heavily talked about. Like these are the teams that are going to win this tournament, and like for a good reason, they've been playing good. So like, what do you think about these two teams?
Uruguay and
Argentina.
I mean, first off, I think the talent level can't ignore the talent on both rosters, and I just hope. For Uruguay, I hope that the U.S. plays them. They're going to play next Tuesday, which is when this episode is going to come out. So I just hope that game is going to be competitive. I don't want it to be the worst thing that could happen would be an embarrassing finish for mm-hmm. the U.S., mm-hmm. even if we end up clinching and advancing to the next round. This is the game I think that's going to be the measuring tape for American fans is – can we get a marquee win? Because it's always been draw. We drew against England in the World Cup. We drew against Brazil in the friendly. The only marquee wins that aren't against Mexico for the U.S. is that Iran win. You know, so we're as American fans we're starving for a win against a really prestigious nation, and I hope that could be that Uruguay, but it's not going to be easy. And I think that. You know, this tournament is going to be whoever can take the most punches and stand up at the end because it's going to be a boxing match.
Let the fun begin.
Yeah.
You know, I switched my pick. I'm going to go back with Argentina.
Boring.
Damn, bro. So you went from USA
I know.
All day.
But back to Messi.
I was like, honestly, like, I just want Messi to win everything he can win, like, because it's good for MLS.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we got the best player in the world.
Dang.
Get y'all. We got the best player. MLS has the best player in the world.
All right, let's wrap things up there. This has been another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, A Beautiful Game of Life, part of the Leaf Network. Keep it tapped in. The summer of soccer is just beginning. We're going to be going on the whole summer and, I mean, forever, hopefully. But keep it tapped in. We appreciate everybody who's been listening. Shout out to everybody who came up to us at the event and was talking to us about the show. That made everything worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
Being out there in the heat on a Sunday.
Me and Bridget
afternoon.
Gonna start playing more soccer tournaments coming up.
Yeah,
this summer.
Hit us
some
up.
Of you, some of you content creators. I think we better than y'all. So like. Sheesh. Hey, bring it on.
Yeah.
He's all not right. wrong. Yeah. Facts, no pressure.
Bridget's feeling herself. She had one good Sunday
bangers.
Game.
Hey, bangers.
Bangers.
It's a weekend bangers. Full of bangers.
Best co-ed in the content space right now.
Period.
All right, we're out of here. Thanks for watching. We'll be back next week.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.